This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We have been on the radio for 2 hours today. It has been a little Knicks rehab after what was a gut punch loss in game one against the Indiana Pacers. And I would say, Tiki, not to brag, I've been an IBO. I have been fair. I have not mocked any Knicks fans. I would never do that. I think that is wrong after a loss like that. I'll mock you at a later date. I won't do it today. And that's why I want to make very, very clear as we welcome an SNY, hello SNY, that I have nothing to do with this. And I am not endorsing it, nor am I proud of it. But Sean Morash showed up to work today. Please stand up. The SNY cameras will show you momentarily. Sean Morash is wearing an Indiana Pacers jersey.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, this old thing?
This old thing.
I was going through. I did a big yesterday, a big changeover, some of my spring, summer clothes. And this just happened to be next up in the rotation. I saw it laying around. I was on the train. I was like, I shouldn't have worn this today. It's silly me.
What player are you even wearing?
Oh, I mean, this is a Jermaine O'Neal.
You're wearing a Jermaine O'Neal?
Yeah. Nice jersey, nice colors. I figure, you know what? It's fit the mood today.
How does it fit the mood today?
What's the mood today?
Basketball fever around New York, you know?
I do not endorse this.
Wow, I wouldn't either. This is pure trolling.
Pure trolling. I think on certain days, you need to show class. A game like last night, a devastating loss like last night, that's one of those nights where you say, you know what? You already know how I feel, but I'm not saying a damn word in that kind of tone. We'll talk real. We'll talk basketball. We'll do IBO stuff. And instead, you come in a Jermaine O'Neal Pacers jersey.
Well, Evan, I had three shirts laid out today. Okay, you tell me if I picked the right one. It was the Jermaine O'Neal Pacers jersey. It was the shirt with Tommy's tweet about Jalen Brunson. And then there was a shirt I've had for quite a few years with Henrik Lundqvist's goalie mask, and it simply says King of New York on it. So I was going through all three. I'm like, yeah, you know what? The Pacer jersey's probably best up.
I think that the Loogie shirt actually would have been the good one.
Well, luckily it's a best of seven, Teak. You know, we can workshop these in here.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to get another average Jalen Brunson day.
I say that
scoring 43 points, but he also had seven turnovers.
That's how you know Jalen Brunson is a superstar.
How about that air ball down three?
He scores over 40 and we're nitpicking. And what a terrible performance.
Because we spent the last 3 weeks talking about how great he is.
The King of
New York, the most clutch player in basketball, maybe basketball history. We're comparing him to Michael Jordan, for Christ's sake.
I get you.
So if he has a bad day that ends up helping cost his team the game, guess what? You're not going to get platitudes.
No. I'm saying it's a compliment to Brunson that a 43-point, 60% from the field game is considered a bad game.
Yes.
That's how you know you've made it.
Mm-hmm.
That's because
he wasn't clutch. If he scores 23 and he's clutch, doesn't turn the ball over, and makes free throws and hits the game winner, we're saying he's having a fantastic game.
The biggest issue with Jalen Brunson, there were two. You mentioned the turnovers. Mm-hmm. Can't deny that. He turned the ball over seven times. You know how many times the Indiana Pacers turned the ball over as a team? Seven times.
Yeah.
So Jalen Brunson turned the ball over as many times as the Indiana Pacers. And then the second thing is, he is bad defensively to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's in foul trouble, he's invisible defensively.
Yes.
So those two things made it far, far worse. Let's go to John calling from Comac. How are you, John?
Hey, Evan, TG, thank you for putting me on.
What's up, man?
All right. My advice is to all Knicks fans, I'm a longtime Knicks fan, is give a watch to the movie Bronx Tale and just see that line that Sonny told Calogero about loving the Yankees. But, you know, that's one take. My other thing is we beat the defending champions. This is one game. Come on, guys. These guys have it in them. They showed you that they have it in them, so let's relax and keep it moving.
Dang,
I do think that Halliburton's little Reggie Miller's reference just is just going to add fuel to the fire and release the beast.
That's, maybe. I think it's going to
be real tragic.
Yeah, it's going to add fuel to the fan fire, I would say.
I don't think it adds anything to the player file.
I don't think they care or know because it was, I mean, most of them weren't even born.
Well, I think they know about it because they're forced to know about it as being a member of the New York Knicks.
But does it mean something to them?
No, that part I agree with you. Like, I heard Boomer say this morning that this is going to be bulletin board material. I don't agree with that at all. Mm. First of all, you're in the playoffs. You don't need bulletin board material.
And they choked.
Right.
Right. So it's like, look at yourself in the mirror. You choked. You're up 14 with 2.5 minutes to go. You choked.
And also, after you choked, you had a chance to win the game in overtime, and you didn't. So I think that the choking thing from Halliburton is cute. Mm-hmm. It's funny. It makes for a great back page. It gives us an excuse to rehash that the Pacers actually lost that series in 1994.
Right.
But the reality is it going to change anything about the way Josh Hart feels? Not really. It's not going to change his performance. Plus, whenever I hear extra motivation, I'll buy extra motivation when it's a baseball game in the middle of May.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy extra motivation if Carlos Rodon today said, you know what? I hate the Texas Rangers. I grew up hating them. I don't like them. I have extra motivation. It's the middle of May. I never buy extra motivation when it's the playoffs.
No.
To quote Jim Mora, it's the playoffs.
You have, this is the only chance you have this season to keep going forward in the playoffs. So you better be motivated.
Kyle is in Smithtown. How are you, Kyle?
Hey, guys. How are you? I could be doing better. I didn't get any sleep last night. I'm still sick to my stomach. I have two things. First, I want to say where this loss ranks among the worst single-game sports losses I've experienced as a fan. And then I have another thing involving tomorrow's game, an issue that I'm having. So first, this game last night has reserved a spot on my Mount Rushmore of most excruciating losses ever experienced. And the three others on there right now, if you're curious, are this past World Series Game 5,
mm-hmm.
the DeSean Jackson punt return game, and sorry, Tiki, but the 2003 wild card game against the 49ers. I was 9 years old, and that game made me cry.
Right.
Now, I say this game reserves the spot because, thankfully, Jalen Brunson and the Knicks have an opportunity to chisel their way off my made-up mountain by winning the series.
Exactly.
Whether or not they do that remains to be seen.
Very fair.
And my second point is, so my good buddy Joe, who I watched the game with yesterday, he has Knicks season tickets, and he tells me he'll take me to the game tomorrow, but only if his wife doesn't want to go.
Mm.
His wife doesn't even like basketball or watch basketball. Can you please tell Joe to take me to the game?
No.
Joe.
Okay, you Joe. Do. I'm not saying that.
Joe, your wife doesn't want to go. Take Kyle.
No, that's, he said his wife doesn't like basketball. Don't take her.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to go.
That's not what he said.
If she doesn't like basketball, why is she going to want to go to a basketball game?
Because she wants to spend time with her husband on a Friday night.
Well, I'm sure he'll be home, and if they win in a good mood, and they'll have spent plenty of time together.
I appreciate you doing that for him. I am never going to sit here and tell a man, hey, tell your wife I'm not coming because you don't like basketball. My wife doesn't even like sports. If she wants to be with me at a sporting event, come on down.
Well, that's because you have season tickets to every sporting event.
Here is the key to the worst loss discussion. And I heard BT and Sal having one earlier in terms of their fandom.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's determined by what happens next. So when I was about 21 years old, I experienced a playoff loss that I would put up there against this one. It was also in the Eastern Conference Finals. It was 2002. The Nets and the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Celtics were tied at one, and the Nets built a 23-point lead, 25-point lead, late in the third quarter. And they lost to the Boston Celtics. It was unbelievable. It was a gut punch. I think the only difference was it wasn't a buzzer beater. Like, the Celtics just went ahead with less than a minute to go, and that was it. But they blew a massive lead. It was one of the biggest collapses in playoff history. They went down 2-1. I then had to go to a party. I was living in D.C., and a lot of Celtic fans were there. And it was hell.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst sporting event days I've ever had in my entire life. And I know the feeling I had that night. It's the absolute worst.
Mm-hmm.
The Nets won the next three games. We went to the NBA Finals. It's disingenuous for me to say, as bad as I felt that night,
right,
that loss is on my Mount Rushmore because we won the series.
It's in the moment. It's different when he brought up the NFC wild card game, the Giants and the 49ers, at the 49ers in 2003. There was a finality to that.
Of course, it's over.
Meaning, we're done. They're going to Tampa. We're going home. And this is not that case. This is game one. If this was game three, the pivotal game in the series, as they always say, or game five, it'd be different. It's game one.
But
I know. It's game one.
Well, what'd you think I was going to say?
I don't know, but I still feel like, look, the Knicks were so convincing to me in this game, especially as it pushed into that clutch time that we always talk about, the fourth quarter, less than 5 minutes to go, take control. I know Jalen Brunson was on the bench for most of it, but Deuce was doing his thing. Mitch was doing his thing. To me, this felt like the Knicks are going into their sweet spot.
But,
right? This is, it's, they're winning. Game's over. Now they got to go get the next one, right? So they collapse, but it's still just game one. And I still believe this Knicks team can win in five.
I think the Knicks can win this series, and you're right, it's only game one, and even though game twos through five or six will have no determination based on game one, history will judge this game based on what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it's always been. And I'll give you a recent example of it. Last year, the Knicks also had a collapse, and we remember it, but you almost have to squint your eyes to remember it. It was game five against the Sixers, the Tyrese Maxey game.
Oh, yeah. That's
but
right.
They won game six.
Right.
And so it's a fart in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they collapsed. Yes, it happened. Yes, you felt awful in the moment. Yes, I wrote an AI song about it. Yes, 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 yes. But the Knicks won the series. So and I'll give you another game one, give you another extreme example. When most people think of the 2000 World Series between the Yankees and the Mets, they think of game one. I know as a Met fan, I think of game one.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the Mets lost the series. We think back to the way they blew the opportunity in game one at Yankee Stadium.
if the Mets would have come back and won that series, I think game one would be a footnote.
Mm-hmm.
So the Knicks have an opportunity to make last night a footnote. They can. It's right in front of them. If they don't win the series, unfortunately, this could live very similar to the Reggie Miller 9 points in 8 seconds bit,
yeah,
or 8 points, whatever, because that led to the Pacers then winning the series. So it will all be determined by tomorrow and Sunday and Tuesday and Thursday. And if they win this series, I'm telling you right now, this game is not going to be on the Mount Rushmore of anybody's list, because you will think about it and chuckle and say, yeah, remember that? We won the series anyway. Because I'm able to do that with that game I just described. I think back to that horror show and I'm like, we won the effing series. I'm good.
Right.
Life's okay.
I also got the vibe last night and from today that the coalition that Evan leads up of Knick haters, whether it's Reggie Miller, whether it's Draymond Green, Chuck, Shaq, who are all yucking it up, laughing, even Kenny Smith, aren't you a New Yorker, but they were having fun at our, and then Sean with the jersey today. It's one game. It's one game. And those that celebrate early, more often than not, you know, what was it? Saquon sucks, enjoy. What was that, week three?
Mm-hmm.
Well, got you on Fox News, Sean, so congrats on that. But don't pop the champagne too early, because you'll get it rammed up your patootie.
But what I don't appreciate is, and I think Tiki will back me up, mm-hmm, I've been on my best behavior today.
Oh, but always.
Why do I have to be?
Because, Evan, you're always orchestrating.
What am I orchestrating?
I think at times you could be a puppet master. Now, I can't pin you to any puppet mastering here.
Thank you.
Other than the fact that you tweeted Pete Hoffman or texted Pete Hoffman last night touching the money. Other than that.
Well, I do want to address that, because I love Pete Hoffman. He's a fine producer here. He produces the Rico Bronya. I sent him a private text message last night. Very private. And all I said to him was, hey, let's try to start the Rico right after this game is over. Why don't you get it set up now? This game is over. It's a private text message. I wasn't tweeting to the world the game is over. Hoffman then publicly shamed me. Some may say he Joe-beed me.
Yeah. Bad job by me.
And he put the put the tweet out publicly so everyone could say, Evan, watch the Knicks. I'm texting my friend privately.
Yeah, trying to get work done afterwards.
Yes!
At 1 in the morning.
Yes!
That's my bad.
I just wanted to start the Rico Bronya, which you could download wherever you download your podcast, in a convenient way. Mm-hmm. I didn't try to jinx the Knicks, because the one thing I do take very seriously, and this is where I would quarrel with anybody, especially you, Tommy, I think certain losses are sacred, and they're bad, and I don't believe it's right, and I don't believe it's in good nature to ever mock it until 24 hours have gone by. So, like, tomorrow, will I maybe make a joke or two? I think it's fair game. But on a day like today, I've been on the air for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and, I mean, I'll look you all straight in the eye. I have done nothing but be an ear and voice a fair opinion on what happened and not mock anybody.
An IBO.
I'm an IBO. I am not Sean's keeper, so don't blame me for him. I'm not Charles Barkley's friend. We don't even know each other. I have nothing to do with anybody. I'm only myself, because I do believe that in sports, and I believe you would handle that the same way. Like, when the Nets lost Game 7 and Durant's foot was on the line, I thought you were classy the next day. The day after is when things got ugly, and that's okay.
No, but to your point, though, series over. When you're dancing on the grave after one game, and even Halliburton, that's the stuff that bites
you
in the ass.
That's Halliburton, not me, though.
No.
Have I been cleared yet?
Well, the problem
clear
is
my name.
I'm clearing your name.
Thank you.
But what I'm not clearing is the coalition that you lead up. Does that make sense?
I can't control everybody in my coalition.
That's fair, but that's like being a president or a leader, whatever the case may be. If some of the people that work for you act up, you're still, the buck stops with you, my friend. So you maybe have to have a meeting here and go, hey, listen, Barkley, Marash, it's one game. Let's, you know, when they lose or if they lose, we can dance.
When they lose the series, it's a different thing.
Right. That's the time to do all that stuff. If the one game, it comes off a little desperate.
Do you make your videos after Knicks wins and say, this is what I talked about, power positivity, go nuts after one game each time? Yes or no?
Yeah, but I have skin in the game. What skin do you have a game except around your belly?
Because this is what you and other Knicks fans fail to realize. There are two people in this town, Knicks fans that are devastated today and people that don't like the Knicks that have two words for you, boo-hoo, and we are entitled to our night.
That's fine.
We had a night.
But you're wearing a Pacer jersey.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
that. You're not wearing a Nets jersey.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Like, yeah. I mocked Sal when he did that with the Nets Celtics.
Okay.
Even Gio with the leprechaun outfit, though I did buy a leprechaun outfit that I never got to wear.
So what's the difference? Because it doesn't say Jalen Brown on the back of it?
I never wore it, so you can't pin me to it.
Yeah.
By the way, what should I do with the leprechaun outfit?
Save it for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Or maybe Halloween next year I'll dress up. Let's go to Bruce and Howell. How are you, Bruce?
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
No problem. Pleasure. What's up?
Yeah, Evan, you keep telling Tiki, you keep telling him, oh, Brunson's got to be in the game. If they're up 17, there's no reason that he has to get back in the game. I hear if it's a close game, he's the closer. There's no reason he has to be in the game. Thibodeau could hold it out a little bit, and if it gets to a 9-8-point game, then you could bring him in. The Knicks are on a run over there without him.
I get what you're saying. It's just, to me, I would never close out a game, even with a bigger lead, even with him in foul trouble, okay, without my best player.
This is the problem with not all NBA teams, but this NBA team. The analytics are telling you that your closing lineup, which is your starting lineup, is not very good. Right?
But I didn't say to have the starting lineup. I talked about one guy, Jalen Brunson.
But I get that. But what Tibbs does to close games is throw his starting lineup back into the game.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
I do. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but he's suggesting Jalen Brunson shouldn't have come back in the game. Yeah, I'm only disagreeing that I'd have a tough time not bringing him back in.
The team was built a lead without Jalen Brunson.
They did.
Now, that was by necessity, obviously, because he had five fouls and he had to sit down, and Deuce was given extra extended run because he played 25 minutes last night, almost 26 minutes. So it was necessary because of Brunson's foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But with that big of a lead, why are you in such a hurry to get your starting lineup back in? That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
And Jalen is part of that, but that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the starting lineup actually being a liability for this Knicks team.
With 5 minutes to go in the game.
Especially defensively.
No, I agree with you.
And if there is an argument to not have Jalen go back in the game, it's because he's a sieve with five fouls.
He's terrible defensively. Without five fouls, he's even worse with five fouls.
And so you knew that the Pacers were going to hunt him. They were going to find ways to make him a liability and create mismatches everywhere.
I agree.
And that's exactly what they did.
But I still would want him on the floor for his leadership and the way he can lead the offense that still needs to execute something.
But the problem is he didn't do that.
I understand, but I still wanted him on the floor. I didn't know the future.
He kept just running into guys trying to get fouls.
He also made a big three. He also made his free throws. It's not like he didn't do anything.
Of course he did. He scored 43 points, dude.
Did you not want Jalen Brunson on the floor with 5 minutes to go?
With 5 minutes to go, maybe.
That's when the change was made.
They were up 14 at that point.
They were up by 13 points with 5 minutes to go, and he made two changes.
Mm-hmm.
He took Josh Hart, put him in, took Deuce out and put Jalen in.
And that Deuce-led offense was the one that built them that lead.
I understand that. I'm merely
Why do you have to go back to the starting unit?
I didn't say the starting unit. I said Jalen Brunson.
Well, so we're arguing the same side of the difference.
Well, the last caller said I wouldn't have gone back to Brunson. I would have.
He's saying he didn't need to go back to Brunson.
And I'm saying I will always go back to Jalen Brunson, despite the defensive issues. Now, where we agree is the starting five.
Yes, it's bad.
I didn't say anything about going back to the starting five. Why does Josh Hart have to come back into the game and Mitchell Robinson has to sit? That's the real discussion.
Because it looks pretty to have synergy with what you started with and what you end with.
Well,
I have no idea. I don't think that's the case. I'm just saying that because it's stupid. And the only reason that you would go to that starting lineup that has a gross net rating is because you're stupid. That's all I'm saying.
Who's stupid now, me or Tom Thibodeau?
Whoever decides to go back to a negative net rated starting lineup against an Indiana team that you know does this.
I agree. There are two separate things here because there were two moves made. McBride for Brunson and Hart for Mitch.
There are two
Brunson,
separate things.
Yes. Mitch coming out, no. That's my opinion.
There are two separate things, but it's the same. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Because you can reinsert Brunson and keep Mitch in the game. But he doesn't do that.
Well, that's what he should have done.
Of course he should have. But he doesn't do that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Mitch needs to close games. I don't agree with the thought that just because Jalen is a liability defensively, I'd be comfortable not having him re-enter the game in the final 5 minutes. I need my best player on the floor, despite the negative that he brings defensively.
Yeah, and the fact that he turned the ball over seven times.
No, look, he didn't play his best game. But again,
scored 43.
Would you have put Brunson back in the game? Forget about Cat. Forget about Mitch. Forget about the starting five.
I would have waited.
Until what?
Till 2 minutes, 3 minutes, a couple more minutes.
See, I was ready to go at five. He's my best player. I appreciate what I got from my unit. And I'm not necessarily... By the way, you could keep Deuce in the game. You could take OG Anunoby's ass off the floor. Like, there are options here.
I know that. But my point is that to Tom Thibodeau, there is one option. I'm going back to my starting unit.
That's the area where we agree.
Mm-hmm.
We're simpatico. I don't like this starting five because the data and the numbers are showing us this starting five is their worst five-man unit right now.
Yes.
So why do you continue to run it out there? We'll hear from Bad Tiki. I can't imagine what Bad Tiki has to say today. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. If you've missed any of the show, you could rewind it on the Odyssey app. If you were listening to the Yankee game, welcome in. The Yankees sweep the Texas Rangers. 1-0. They've also now won five consecutive series, and they've improved their record to 30-19. They've won four in a row. They have a 5.5-game lead in the American League East. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not a little bad little run for the New York Yankees. Playing damn good baseball. They will play tomorrow in Colorado against the worst team ever assembled, the 8-41 Colorado Rockies. So a great opportunity for the Yankees to continue to fatten up. We'll get back to your calls in a few minutes. Plus, I did a deep dive on Reggie Miller last night to find out if he was condescending and was anti-Knicks. We have some audio evidence to prove my case. We'll get to that coming up. But Bad Tiki every Thursday at 4:30 is here. And I want to remind you, because it's very important before we talk to him, he is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by not just Bad Tiki, but his friends that seem to pop up a lot now, do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers, or any of his friends' real personas, personalities. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Yes, sir. Bad Tiki in the building. Evan, great to see you. First edition Tiki Barber, looking sharp as always. Sean, you still here? That's brave. And Tommy, okay. I'm the Knicks with a 12-point lead in the fourth.
Yeah,
get it?
Yeah, I get it. Hold on, Bad Tiki. I'm staying positive of ever. In fact, that loss only fuels my inner positivity. The Knicks will rise again, and I will personally lead
us. Shut up, Tommy. Who keeps giving you lines? Last night was a great game. The choking seems exaggerated. I'm sure there was a lot more to it. Let's hear exactly what happened from my AI creation, Big Balls Brunson.
Hey, guys, it's your boy, AI Big Balls Brunson. For three. It's big ball season out here. Buckets, baby. Splash Zone certified. King of the Garden. I'm him. What time is it? It's dime time, baby.
What's up, Big Balls Brunson? Great to have you, man. Can you tell us exactly what happened last night?
Great question, Father Tiki. Well, you see, it was about rotations and matchups and...
Oh, no, guys. He's choking again. I don't think he's coming back from this one. That's unfortunate. Anyway, there is another story right now that just won't go away. Juan friggin' Soto. W fan won't shut up about it. Is he happy? Is he sad? Is he fat? Let's settle this once and for all. Please welcome back my AI clone of Juan Soto. It's Regretful Soto.
This is a media-driven witch hunt. Boomer Ace is on, lying for clicks. The W fan machine churns drama like... My personal butler churns chocolate ice cream and scoops it in my mouth pregame. I am here to say the rumors are not true. I hustle. I care. I love baseball. Regretful Soto loves playing baseball.
Okay, that's all we need. Thank you, Regretful Soto. Now we can finally move on.
I love playing baseball for the Yankees. I miss my captain, Cutie Pie, Aaron Judge. His muscles, his dingers, the way he made me laugh when he would squeak out a fart in the dugout. Classy comedy. Sure, now I've got a luxury suite, a private jet, a yacht with 24/7 on-demand performances from Vanilla Ice. But that doesn't mean I want to be a Met. The only perk I care about from the Mets is being fat. They don't care how fat I get. Hey, media, stop lying about me. Witch hunt. I'm not a witch.
Regretful Soto. I get it. Change isn't easy, but you do seem a little different. Not hustling, not hitting. And what happened to the Soto shuffle, man?
Evan, I cannot do this Soto shuffle anymore. It puts a strain on my back. My back is tired from carrying a bunch of losers and a loser fan base. Also, I'm fat now. That does not help. I miss the Yankees. Yeah, but the media keeps lying about me. This is a witch hunt. I curse you, Bob Clappish.
Regretful Soto. You're not alone. You should speak to someone who has been through a similar situation. Try talking to my pal, AI Aaron Rodgers.
Namaste, regretful Soto. I know what it's like to be targeted by the witch hunts, the media, big pharma, assassins from the spiritual realm, but you must transcend. Hey, at least your coach didn't make you fly cross country on your own dime to get fired and try to kill you with seed oils and laundry detergent like Aaron Glenn did to me. When chaos reigns, let your soul bloom barefoot in the mud. Be your rawest, purest self. That's how the universe recognizes its own. What I'm saying is, stay lean. Never get too fat. Fat people aren't as good at sports. Love is my ayahuasca. Shroom you later. Good luck, my friend.
Powerful stuff. Thank you, Aaron. Regretful Soto, did that help?
Yes, Bad Tiki, I feel all better. No, wait, now I miss Judge again. I wrote this poem. I chose the money, took the jet, but every swing is full regret. Your pinstripes haunt my every dream. A louder cheer, a cooler team. Judge, my brother, hear my cry. Without the Bronx, I barely try. I miss the Yankees. I still hate Pete.
That's really sad, Regretful Soto, but someone is here to cheer you up. It's AI Arson Judge.
I miss you too, Regretful Soto, but we cannot be together. I don't have a private jet. The bleacher creatures mourn your grace, your shuffle loss, your lonely face. We miss your swing, your quiet grin. You're lost in Queens, can't find a win. But one day, 5 years from this mess, opt out, return to me and relieve the stress. I'll always love you, Regretful Soto. Arson Judge out.
What the heck is going on here?
I know.
You guys are making me feel things. Wait, incoming transmission. It's Billionaire Steve, my AI clone of Mets owner Steve Cohen.
Juan, my golden child, I gave you the world. Jets, sweets, a yacht with a chocolate waterfall, and the thickest Mrs. Met of all time. She's so thick, even Mr. Met's jaw drops. I built your dreams with cash and spice, a penthouse view, your weight looks nice. I'd buy the moon to make you smile, just love the Mets and stay a while. Let's pour some tequila and you can be my Bobby Bonilla. God. What do you say, big guy? Can you be a happy Met for me, pretty please?
Billionaire Steve, can you promise to dress up Pete like Judge for me and tell him not to fart in the on-deck circle? It's not the same. His farts stink.
You got a deal, Regretful Soto. Pete's farts do stink.
What a great day. Any more questions for Regretful Soto before he goes? Ugh, what is it, Negative Tommy?
Positive Tommy. You wanted Soto? You got Soto. A sad, loafing, shuffleless dud. Why is he so fat? He doesn't hit, he doesn't care, and guess what? The Knicks suck too. Positive Tommy, you did this to us. This is your fault.
There he goes. Another one. Choking. All right. That's it for today. I got to go feed Boomer some fresh lies about Juan Soto for tomorrow's show before Mrs. Roberts gets here with some baked goodies. Mmm. Okay. Bye, losers. Bad Tiki out.
All right.
That was...
Are they still choking? I mean, my God.
Bad Tiki and all his friends are sentient AI-generated beings not affiliated with or representative of the real... Let's try to go through this. Tiki Barter, Regretful Soto... Arson Judge, AI Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. Billionaire AI Steve Cohen, and Negative Tommy.
And Big Balls Brunson.
And Big Balls Brunson. How can I forget? Poor guy's choking half to death. They do not reflect any of their views, WFN Odyssey or its advertisers. Tiki Barber and everyone else, real people with their own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki and his friends. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment.
Boy,
that was something.
All right. Mm-hmm. Who's
that? Juan Soto does have to appreciate that the Knicks kind of took the attention away from him.
Yeah,
because
from last night.
Last
night was bad.
What was bad about last night? They struck out twice, looking and didn't lift the bat off his shoulder.
Seven straight pitches without moving his bat, and two look backwards K's. And then three at-bats with three strikeouts.
Yeah, no, he had a terrible day.
It was a bad start. I mean, he had an RBI and a walk, so, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, he thought he had a grand slam. Mm-hmm. Off the bat, he did his little pose, and it did turn into a sacrifice fly. And then he walked in his last at-bat. But what I don't understand, and maybe you can help me out here, because mm-hmm. I think Sean has this opinion too, is that Soto was giving up. Like Juan Soto decided, I don't want to play baseball.
That's Sean's theory, because as we talked about yesterday when Sean was off, I hope the T-ball game was fantastic, Sean.
Oh, those Mets won easily.
Both Mets won. It was a doubleheader of Met wins.
Carlos Mendoza moved Juan Soto from 2 to 3.
Right.
And he stuck Sterling Marte in the 2-hole. And Sean is speculating that as a protest, despite obvious, quotes and sentiment from Juan Soto that he prefers to be in the three spot.
Right.
That Juan Soto was protesting being dropped a spot down in
what?
The lineup.
What?
And so he just stood there and didn't move.
Are you for two accusing at-bats. Juan Soto of pulling a James Harden?
I think the word protest is wrong. I would say more an annoyance. Mm. Not that ultimately under normal circumstances he wouldn't bat third, but just the idea of the whole spotlight is on him. He is struggling, and Mendy's big idea was slide him down in the order as he's struggling, only to cause more. You guys talked about it yesterday, changing the lineup. What's right. going on? Do we like it? I don't know, protest the wrong word, but more, I'm pissed off at my manager.
So you
that is what
that,
I felt from Juan Soto.
So why would he be pissed off at Mendy? Like, what has Mendy done?
Well, look, I
moved
think,
him in the order, he said.
I think, but other than that, but what has Mendy done?
Well, first of all, I don't know what else is being done, but just maybe the idea of, hey, first of all, they also, Mendy went out of his way to say, I'm going to have to talk to him about not hustling a couple days earlier.
Well, that was, I mean, that's what a good skip would do.
Yeah.
I want to make this clear. I'm agreeing with Mendy on all accounts. I'm just putting myself in the mind of Juan Soto.
You think Juan Soto purposely didn't swing the bat? Is that really what you're accusing him of doing?
I think I can't rule it out. How about I say that?
I could rule it out.
I don't think. Okay,
Garrett,
so
I mean, those takes were bad.
Dude, those, I watched the whole year Juan
Especially
Soto.
The first one.
Well, yeah, but do you think, see, I looked at it and saw a guy, not to make excuses, because he sucked. And at 0-for-3 with three strikeouts, I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, oh, yeah, no big deal. But the idea that he was purposely not swinging the bat, I think is absolutely insane.
So what was it?
I think it was, he had a tough time seeing the ball out of Garrett Crochet's hands. He's a tough lefty. It's not like a defense, because it was still awful at bats, but you honestly, both of you guys
tough?
Think.
Is that tough?
Brett yeah.
Beatty turned on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball and got an RBI.
So you think that it's
Brett
likelier.
Brett Beatty's a better hitter, better eye than Juan Soto?
No, but you're thinking that Juan Soto gave up on a baseball field?
He didn't swing for nine
so
pitches.
So you think he purposely didn't swing? Like as
I don't
a protest?
Know. No, I don't. Sean does. No, but no. I'm just trying to ask you, why didn't he?
Why do you not think he swung then?
I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to give you an
because
answer.
Because it's not Soto. Let's just cut to the chase.
I've never seen Juan Soto that way.
And, well, nor has anybody, because it's the first time Juan Soto did that.
Yeah, it's the first time, and Gary Cohn mentioned this on the broadcast, it was the first time he had struck out in his first two at-bats without swinging the bat. So I agree it was
so
bad.
Look,
but again, you're taking the leap that he hardened.
No.
That's what you're doing, and I think that's a crazy leap to take.
Evan, all we're doing is taking the leap to say, it is not crazy to say something is up if you connect the last 6 days of Juan Soto. Then the day that he suddenly now is moved in the order, whether he spoke in the past about hitting third or not, suddenly he does something he's never done before in his career, which is not take the bat off his shoulders first two at-bats.
Right.
Now, could all of that be coincidence? Absolutely,
we
Evan.
We don't believe in coincidence on this
right.
side of the glass.
There's too much.
There is a correlation, but it's probably not causation.
Exactly. Too much is going on now for me to
I
say that was something.
I think this is one of the dumbest things you've ever come up with.
What is it? He couldn't see?
It's baseball. What do I think? I have to give an answer on why he struck out? Because Garrett Crochet is tough and he couldn't get the bat off.
You know what? You wanted Juan Soto. Now you got to answer for Juan Soto.
Exactly.
Well, I'm giving you an answer, but you guys don't like it.
Okay, and we didn't like your answer when you thought nothing was up when Sala was getting that weird chest push from Rodgers.
That's not fair to use
that. And guess what happened after? We ended up realizing maybe something was to that there, Ev.
When Juan Soto came up with the bases loaded, and he almost did a grand slam. What, he just changed his mind? He said, now I'm going to try?
Evan, the game is now late at that point. He's made his point the first two at-bats, and how could you with the bases loaded?
Well, he came up in the first inning with a runner on second and one out.
Okay,
you don't think he would try to drive Francisco Lindor in?
Late in the game.
Did he try?
Bases loaded.
I think he tried it, and Garrett Crochet schooled him. I mean, I think he threw pitches that for whatever reason, maybe it's because it's the first time he saw him, and he is a tough lefty, he just couldn't see.
Without interruption, I'm going to ask you to answer these in one-word questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
One-word answers.
Bad off. Okay, that's right. I'm sorry.
Answer these questions in one
word.
With one word answers.
All right. Yes or no, Juan Soto, no bat off the shoulder, first two at-bats yesterday. Coincidence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coincidence to what?
Reports coming out after Subway Series about his family pushing him there. Just coincidence. Didn't exactly happen.
Had nothing to do with it. It's a baseball game. He's competing. He's trying.
Okay. Not hustling and then saying he hustled, even though the manager said that's just coincidence.
Well, but what does that have to
My
do
point
with
is
you
all
accusing
of these things,
him of not purposely swinging the bat?
How could all of these things happen in the course of 1 week and there not be some correlation and everything is just independent of itself? And we're
because he's in a funk. He's been in a funk all season long. Like
seems like an odd funk now at this
my
point.
My overall opinion on what's going on with Juan Soto, and we'll see if I'm right or not,
is that he's a mess at the plate. And since he doesn't have that confidence, you're not seeing the swagger. You're not seeing the smiles. You're not seeing the shuffles. I think eventually we will see it because I think he's a great hitter who will eventually remind us he's a great hitter. Right now, he's a mess. He's such a mess that, yes, he couldn't get the bat off his shoulder against Garrett Crochet. But it is a major leap to accuse him of pulling a James Harden. Why? And saying, you move me in the lineup, F you. I'm not swinging. Like, do you realize how crazy that sounds?
Yeah, I think it's also crazy to say, oh, Juan Soto had something in his eye for two straight at-bats, and that's why. Well, I think that's pretty crazy
I didn't say something was in his eye. I don't know what was going on. All I know is he had a very difficult time seeing the baseball out of the hands of Garrett Crochet, and I don't think that has to do with him not wanting to play baseball.
I think you don't realize what you're saying sounds just as crazy as what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
He is kind of right, Evan.
What I'm saying is crazy. He struck out twice against a guy who's really good. Like, what the hell?
He didn't swing.
Okay. What does that prove? Do you think he gave up on the field?
No, I don't.
So then what do you think happened?
There is no plausible answer.
Well, I'll give you one thing that's not true.
What's that?
That he gave up on the baseball field and said, I don't want to swing the bat. I think I would rule that one out immediately. I think that's disrespectful to him as a competitor.
Ultimately, it didn't matter because they won the game.
Well, I'll tell you.
And the Knicks choked the way whatever happened last night.
Well, it mattered in the first inning when Lindor leads off with a double and nobody could drive him in.
True.
And Pete Alonso striking out, too. He got called out on strikes as well. I wonder if Pete was protesting. Let's go to Karen in Dobbs Ferry. How are you, Karen?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Good.
Kiki, huge Giant fan.
Thank you.
Season ticket holder since 96. Love you.
Appreciate you.
Went to the 2008 Super Bowl. Remember that San Francisco game?
Yeah, we hate that one.
Cry my eyes out.
Right, try not to remember that.
Yeah, I think that was the game Shockey threw either ice or one of the fans.
Right, he was screaming at the fans just to look at the scoreboard when we were up by 24.
Yep. So, huge Giant fan. Anyway, I'm from New York, from Dobbs Ferry, and I'm down in the Outer Banks in North Carolina on vacation.
I love that.
Sitting on my beach house last night watching the Knick game. My boyfriend gets up, goes to the refrigerator 7 minutes ago, pours a big vodka shot, and he goes, this is the victory shot.
Oh.
I go, you just horned the Knicks. They're going to lose. He goes, they ain't losing. Drinks the shot with 6 minutes ago. He stumbles into the bedroom and passes out, leaves me by myself to watch that bar.
That's brutal.
Oh, my God.
So how did you wake him up this morning?
Jeez.
So this morning he gets up because you want some coffee. I go, are you kidding me? I go, the Knicks lost last night. You're the new fat joke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I will never watch a Nick game with you this whole series again.
I'd say. I mean, that's his loss. That's what he did.
Oh, my God.
Send him out to the beach to watch the fireworks or something.
Yeah, that's an unforgivable sports crime.
Yeah, it is. That's a Sean-esque level of crimes against sports humanity.
Like, sort of, except if I took a big shot, I'm not going right to bed off that. I'm getting my night revved up.
Right. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
I guess alcohol is a depressant, right?
It can be.
Right away? What, do you get tranquilized?
I don't know. What up, Kendrick?
What's up, guys? So, Evan, yeah, not only did it remind me of Kevin Durant last night, but it also reminded me of Game 5 Pacers-Nets when we thankfully beat them in 2002. I believe
Reggie
was,
Miller hit basically a half-court shot prayer to send it to keep the game going. It was unbelievable, yeah.
Absolutely, and I got a bone to pick with Tommy telling us at the Coalition to take it one game at a time and not to celebrate, and it's only game one. Well, you know what, Tommy? Someone is getting off the hook tonight, about last night today, and that is the mayor. Because yesterday, there was reports around 11 p.m. on Hockporty Street and Brunson Boulevard of an adult... of an adult man wearing skinny jeans crying as he was tweeting. And I have good news, because the Minutes police were working overtime last night. The No Fun police just found Tommy Lugauer preparing his script to tweet out after this collapse. And you know what? I have one thing for the mayor. As Coalition member, as IBO, as a New York resident, if you do not change the sign, this falls on your feet, and Gracie Mansion will forever be on Jabroni Drive and Know Your Role Boulevard, because this WWE script is better than what they put together for WrestleMania. Because last night what Halliburton did and the Pacers did to the Knicks was glorious, Tommy. Mm. So you can save your money for October, because this amazing run is coming to an end, because we don't celebrate early. You and the mayor of the city celebrated early, and everything changed when you started naming streets after your so-called heroes. And Evan, just really quickly to turn it to the basketball, you could not be more wrong when you were defending the Brunson situation last night, and I'll tell you why. There's something called subs. You can do offense defense for more than just 2 minutes in a game.
Yeah.
So yes, you could sub him in the 5-minute mark, but when you have a guy like Naismith last night, which was, he was unconscious, something you can do, and Tiki, this is football too.
Right.
You know, when you see a defender go down to take an injury when the offense is driving, you have to kill momentum. You have to kill the flow of the game. So offense, defense for 4 minutes does not allow the Pacers to run up and down the court when you start to sub, because that throws everything off.
Yeah, but you don't have enough chances to stop the clock and get that sub in. There may not be fouls. I mean, we saw this in the middle of the Detroit series when there was no stoppage of play, and Tom Thibodeau didn't want to use a timeout, and we had that whole controversy where he couldn't get Jalen and Josh back into the game. So, yeah, you can go offense, defense, and we've seen him do it.
I don't remember the timeout situation at the end of this game.
At the end of this game?
Yeah.
No, but he's saying within that 5-minute period, you can bring Jalen in
and
sub him out, but you're going to have to stop the clock by using a timeout.
Right.
Are you going to waste the timeout?
I just don't remember how many he had.
At the 5-minute mark, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But it's costly to do something like that. My only point is, I want Jalen back in the game.
Yeah, but this goes back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier, though. It didn't feel like there was a plan to how to handle what Kendrick was talking about was right. The momentum was clearly shifting to the Indiana Pacers, despite being down double digits. And when Naismith starts just unconsciously shooting three-pointers, you have to stop the momentum. You have to, by any means. And they didn't.
Let's go to Luigi in White Plains. Luigi.
Hello, Tiki. Hello, Evan.
What's up, Luigi?
Show.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I blame my girlfriend last night. She gave us the Italian Maluiki, we call it. The Knicks are up 14 points. We're watching the game. We're in bed. She's yelling, turn off the game. They won.
Oh.
I got to wake up at 5 a.m., turn off the game. It's over. So, of course, I gave in. I turned off the TV. Of course, I'm a big Knicks fan. A half hour later, I look at my phone. I see the score. The Knicks lose. I get up.
That's brutal.
I get up. I turn on the light, and I'm yelling at her. I'm walking back and forth. Next thing you know, I'm up all night. I think I fell asleep around 4 o'clock this morning. Moved my whole day.
All right. That's why you're better off just watching it to the end.
Yes.
Because if you wake up, for whatever reason, you got to go to the bathroom, you get a small bladder, who knows, whatever. You had too much water, you drank, whatever. You get up and you see it. Now you're engaged in it.
Of course.
Now you're racing in your mind what happened, and you're not going back to sleep anytime soon.
And you, like you said, you want to know, how the hell did that happen?
Yes.
I have to go back and watch how this all went down.
Yes.
The NBA, more so than ever before, is a volatile game. It's always been a volatile game,
mm-hmm.
but it's more so volatile because of the pace and the threes.
And this year feels particularly so.
Well, the Pacers have done it three times.
I know. And hell, the Knicks came back from 23 times.
But I think the reason why it happens more frequently than ever before are the two reasons I gave. The pace of play
mm-hmm.
and the threes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the Reggie Miller game has been brought up a lot in the last 12 hours. And the game we're referring to where he did that famous choke symbol was Game 5 of the 1994 Eastern Conference Finals. The series was tied 2-2. Knicks won the first two games at the Garden. The Pacers won the next two games in Indiana. And Game 5 was at Madison Square Garden. And the Knicks had a lead. And Reggie Miller had this incredible fourth quarter.
Right.
Okay? He ends up scoring, I forget how many in the fourth quarter, 20, whatever it was. And the Pacers win. And that's when he does the choke symbol and all that. Reggie Miller hit 6 threes in that game.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Right.
Naismith hit 8 in the game and 6 in the quarter.
Right.
Like, and you know how many threes the rest of the Pacers hit in that game? I think the answer was like
7.
1.
No, they were 15.
No. Reggie Miller's game.
Oh, Reggie Miller's game, yeah.
Like, just to show you how different the sport is. Completely different world.
Oh, he was a game changer. Reggie Miller was. Because he could... If he got hot, he could change the game a point at a time by possession.
And he was the one guy who could do it.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part.
Not everybody could do it. Now, there's multiple guys on each team that can do it.
Now, I want to go back to that game, okay? 1994, the Reggie Miller choke game, since it's getting so much attention. Can we go down a little memory lane here?
Because I'm sure Knicks fans would rather not, even though they won the series, I guess it's okay.
Yes, it's a good thing I'm doing this. You guys won the series. Here is a clip from the fourth quarter, Marv Albert on the call of Reggie Miller jawing back and forth with Spike Lee. Because that's what this whole thing is about.
Yes.
He was jawing back and forth with Spike Lee. Here is a clip from the Reggie Miller game. Oh, you don't have it?
No, you never gave me that.
All right, I'll use my phone then. Here is a clip Reggie Miller. Yeah, I've got it ready to go. I knew I cut it this morning. The question is, did I send it to you? I guess I didn't. All right, here we go. This is from the Reggie Miller game. 1, 2, 3.
Spike Lee, who is
put
on the line. That's a two-pointer. And Reggie Miller in an animated discussion with Spike Lee, who is an ardent Knicks fan and has a courtside seat. I think Spike has him revved up.
Well, he can't get John Starks to talk to him. Well, or Hubert Davis or anybody on the Knicks.
So he was trying to get someone to talk trash to him, and the guy was Spike Lee. And that's where the whole thing came from. Like, he wasn't choking the Knicks. He was choking Spike Lee.
Right.
And at one point, this is my favorite part of the sequence when I was rewatching it, Spike Lee tried to get the officials to call a technical on Reggie Miller because he was doing this choke symbol to him. But Spike, you're not in the game.
No, it doesn't matter.
Now, the moral of this story is Reggie had a great fourth quarter. The Pacers won Game 5. He does the famous choke thing. The Knicks won Game 6 in Indiana and then won Game 7 at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
And so this famous celly, as Tyrese Halliburton referred to it as, is a celebration from a series in which the team he represents lost the series.
Yes.
And if I was a Pacer fan, I would not celebrate that.
Now, I know this has been brought up to for some people. I think we had a call earlier who dropped off, but this is the official rule. In the NBA, a player making a choking gesture towards an opponent, a referee, or even a teammate is generally considered an unsportsmanlike act and can result in a technical foul. The key is that the gesture must be considered overt and disrespectful, exceeding the bounds of acceptable reactions to calls or a game situation. So what that basically means is that it could be a technical foul, but it is a referee's decision, and it's up to his discretion whether or not he thinks it's unsportsmanlike or offensive to a player or the situation. In this case, I think it was homage to a celebration that happened many years
ago. Can you
imagine
calling a technical on him for that?
Right. Now, if he had done it in someone's face, like gone up to Jalen Brunson and been like, you guys choked,
right.
He would have got a tech, and then the game would have been over because Jalen would have hopefully made a free throw. But it was correctly not called.
Oh, no, that would have been a disgrace.
Right.
Imagine that, calling a technical on him for that whole thing. We'll come back with a Cinco de Five-O from Sean Morash. We'll also get back to your phone calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.